All right. So data security. Everyone's thinking about it,
right?
Especially what's coming in 2025.
Definitely a hot topic.
And lucky for us,
yeah,
we have this awesome article from the Solix blog.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's called 8 Data Security Trends and Predictions for 2025.
Cool.
Written by Vishnu Jayan,
mm-hmm.
and it came out just last week. It's got so many interesting predictions.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to break it all down for you today.
You know, one of the really interesting things this article points to?
Yeah.
Is this, like, fundamental shift in how we think about security.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about
right.
trying to, like, prevent every single attack.
Okay.
It's about this idea of cyber resilience.
Okay, cyber resilience.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty intense.
It is.
More than just having a strong password, I'm guessing.
Way more. Think of it this way.
Okay.
You can build a fortress around all your data.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when somebody figures out how to get through the walls?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Cyber resilience is about having a plan for when that happens.
Okay.
Minimizing the damage.
Right.
And bouncing back fast.
So like a backup generator.
Uh-huh.
When the power goes out.
Yeah. But for your data. Exactly. And the Solix article actually uses a really good analogy.
Okay.
It says, cybersecurity now centers on risk management, prioritizing essential processes and adaptive strategies to mitigate risks and maintain continuity during inevitable incidents.
Mm.
They compare it to building a house that can withstand a storm.
Okay. I like that.
You can't stop the storm from coming.
Right.
But you can make sure your house can handle it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
But how does all this work for, like, the average person?
Right.
How does cyber resilience play out in everyday life?
Yeah, that's the important part.
Let's say they're using cloud services, which, by the way, the article says are going to be even bigger in 2025.
Oh, for sure.
Gartner predicts over 50% of businesses will rely on those cloud platforms by 2028.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of our lives are moving to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we make those environments safe?
That's where cyber resilience is really tested.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
Your photos, your documents, all your personal stuff is stored in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly there's a breach.
Oh, no.
A cyber resilient system would have all these ways to isolate the damage.
Oh, okay.
Recover quickly and keep your data safe.
Okay. So what are those ways?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
It's more than just choosing a good cloud provider,
right?
Though that's definitely part of it.
Okay.
Think about encryption,
mm-hmm.
where your data is all scrambled up.
Okay.
So attackers can't read it.
Makes sense.
Then there's data masking.
Okay.
Which hides sensitive info like your credit card number.
Oh, wow.
Even from people who can access the database.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there's multi-factor authentication.
Right.
That adds another layer of security by making you confirm your identity through a few different ways.
So yeah. You need, like, more than one thing to get in.
Exactly.
Got it. So it's a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah, definitely.
And what about that zero trust framework?
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing about that.
Yeah.
Is that playing a cyber resilience too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Zero trust basically means assuming no user or device can be automatically trusted.
Okay.
No matter where they are or what network they're on.
So it doesn't matter if you're in the office or at home?
Nope.
Interesting.
It's never trust, always verify.
Okay.
And it's becoming really popular.
Hmm.
Gartner reports that 63% of organizations around the world have already started using it.
So even if you're working from home on your company's network, they're still going to be suspicious.
Pretty much. Every request to access anything is scrutinized.
Hmm.
Every identity is verified.
Wow. So it's like always being on guard.
Yeah. It might seem extreme.
Right.
But with data breaches happening all the time, you kind of have to be.
I see.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this connects back to those subject rights requests.
Yes, definitely.
Or SRRs that the article mentioned.
Uh-huh.
With these new online data privacy laws coming out in 2025.
Right.
It seems like people will have a lot more control over their data.
Oh, yeah, for sure. SRRs let you demand transparency from companies. You can ask them to see what data they have about you.
Oh, wow.
Ask them to correct it.
Okay.
Or even delete it. Mm. And companies need to be ready to handle those requests.
Yeah, I bet.
Because if they don't comply, the fines are huge.
Like, how huge?
We're talking 20 million euros or 4% of the company's global revenue under GDPR.
Wow. Okay, so they're serious.
Very serious.
But that puts the power in the hands of the individual.
Exactly.
Which is a good thing, right?
Definitely. It's about making sure companies are responsible for how they manage our data.
Mm.
It's not just about protecting data from hackers.
Right.
It's also about respecting people's rights and building trust.
Speaking of respecting rights.
Yeah.
The article also talks about AI.
Oh, yeah.
And its role in data security.
Right.
And it describes it as a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But also kind of nervous.
It makes sense to feel that way.
Yeah.
AI has this huge potential to change data security.
Yeah.
But it also brings a whole bunch of new challenges.
Okay.
But let's start with the good stuff.
Okay.
So imagine AI algorithms that can detect and respond to threats instantly.
Okay.
Way faster than any human can.
Wow.
They can analyze mountains of data to find patterns.
Right.
And things that just don't look right that might point to an attack.
Okay.
And they can even predict future threats based on what's happened in the past.
So it's like having a superpowered security guard.
Exactly.
That never sleeps and is always learning.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's a downside to all this AI power.
Of course there's a downside.
Yeah.
Cyber criminals are using AI too. To their advantage.
Oh, no.
They can make malware that learns and adapts.
Oh, wow.
And they can create deepfakes to spread fake news.
Right.
And they can even automate attacks on a massive scale.
Oh, that's scary.
It's like an arms race.
Yeah.
Where both sides are constantly trying to outsmart each other.
So where does that leave, like, the average person?
Right.
What are we supposed to do in this AI-driven world?
That's a great question,
yeah.
And one that we'll definitely explore more after a quick break.
Okay, sounds good.
But for now, I think the main takeaway is this.
Okay.
AI is changing everything.
Right.
Both good and bad.
Yeah.
And we need to understand what it can do.
Okay.
Both as a tool to protect us.
Right.
And as a potential weapon
yeah.
in the hands of cyber criminals.
All right. We'll be right back to dig deeper into the world of AI.
Yes.
And what it means for your data security in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about AI.
Right, yeah.
And how it's changing data security. So now let's talk about how you, the listener,
right.
can navigate this crazy world.
Yeah.
And take control of your own data.
You know, one thing that keeps coming up for me
yeah.
is this feeling of, okay, things are changing,
uh-huh.
but what can I actually do about it?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
But the good news is
okay.
you have more power than you think.
Oh, okay.
Remember those subject rights requests we talked about?
Yeah. Yeah, the SRRs.
Those are a powerful tool.
Okay, but like, how would someone actually use those?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
You're online all the time.
Right.
You're always interacting with companies.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you use a certain social media platform a lot.
Okay, yeah.
You can submit an SRR
mm-hmm.
to see exactly what data they have on you.
Mm.
You might be surprised at what they've got.
Okay, and what if you find something that's wrong?
Yeah.
Or outdated?
You can ask them to fix it.
So you're saying I can, like, clean up my online history?
Exactly. That's a great way to think about it.
I like it. And don't forget,
yeah.
you can also ask them to delete your data.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, companies might have reasons to keep some of it.
Right.
But they have to be transparent about why.
So SRRs are one tool.
Mm.
What else can people do to protect their data?
Well, strong passwords
right.
and two-factor authentication are still super important.
Okay, so that's still a thing.
Definitely. You wouldn't believe how many people still use weak passwords.
Really?
Or use the same password for everything.
It's so easy to do, though.
I know, but it's like leaving the door to your digital life wide open.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so strong,
uh-huh.
unique passwords for every account.
Yes.
Got it.
And two-factor authentication.
I have to admit, sometimes it feels like kind of a pain.
I get it.
Is it really necessary?
Think of it as like an extra lock on your door.
Okay.
Let's say someone does manage to steal your password.
Okay.
If you have two-factor on,
mm-hmm.
they still can't get into your account.
Oh, okay.
Without that second code.
Right.
That they send to your phone or email.
So it makes it way harder.
Way harder.
To break in.
Likewise.
All right. I am convinced.
Good.
Strong passwords.
Ah.
Two-factor authentication.
Yes.
And using SRRs to manage my data.
Right.
Anything else?
You also have to be careful about what you share online.
Okay.
It's easy to forget.
Right.
But everything you do online leaves a trace.
Mm, that's a good point.
So think twice before you share something sensitive.
Yeah.
Or give an app access to your location or contacts or your microphone even.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just click allow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And make sure you check the privacy settings
okay.
on all your devices and apps.
Right.
You'd be surprised how much control you have over the data they collect.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
So taking control of your data security is about being proactive.
Yes.
And staying informed.
Exactly. Yeah. And as AI gets more and more integrated into our lives,
it's really important to stay up to date on what it can do and what it can't do.
Okay. Both how companies are using it and how it can be used against us.
Exactly right.
The Solix article really emphasized that AI can be a force for good, but also a potential weapon.
Definitely.
Yeah. So on one hand, it can help security professionals build these advanced systems to spot threats.
Yes.
Analyze tons of data and stop attacks before they happen.
Exactly. It's like having a whole team of digital detectives working 24/7 to keep your data safe.
Okay. That's reassuring.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side where cyber criminals are using AI to develop malware that evolves, launch super targeted phishing attacks, and even create deep fakes that look totally real.
It's scary how good they're getting.
Yeah, it's like a never-ending battle.
It is. But here's where things get interesting.
Yeah.
The article also talks about how AI is starting to be regulated.
Oh, right, yeah. By 2025, we're probably going to see some big changes in the law.
Okay.
Specifically to deal with the ethics of AI and the potential risks.
Right. We mentioned the EU AI Act and Colorado's AI Act.
Yeah.
But let's talk about those a bit more.
Okay.
What do these regulations mean for the average person?
Well, for one thing, they're trying to make it more transparent how AI is being developed and used.
Right.
So, for example, the EU AI Act puts AI systems into different risk categories.
Okay.
With stricter rules for high-risk things like healthcare or law enforcement.
So if a company is using AI to make decisions that could affect your life, they're going to be under more scrutiny.
Exactly. And the Colorado AI Act is focused on protecting consumers from unfair or discriminatory outcomes caused by AI algorithms.
Mm, interesting.
So let's say you get denied a loan or a job based on an AI assessment.
Okay.
You have the right to know how that decision was made. And you can even challenge it.
So it's like holding AI accountable.
Exactly.
For its decisions.
It's a big step toward making sure AI is used ethically and responsibly.
I like that.
And these are just two examples.
Right.
We're seeing similar things happening all over the world.
It seems like as AI becomes more common, regulation is going to be really important.
Definitely.
In making sure it's used for good.
Absolutely.
So while data security in 2025 might feel a little scary, with all these threats and new technologies, it's good to know that we're starting to create rules for responsible innovation.
I agree. It's good balance.
Yeah.
We're addressing the challenges, but also recognizing the potential.
Okay, so now let's talk about another big part of data security that's changing quickly. Privacy.
Yes, privacy is huge.
It's not just a buzzword anymore.
Not
it's
all.
Becoming something we expect.
Definitely. The UNCTAD reports that 137 out of 194 countries have actually passed data protection laws.
So it's a global thing.
It's a global shift towards seeing data privacy as a basic right.
And it's not just laws.
Huh.
Consumers are more aware, too.
For sure.
The Solix article mentions a survey that found 72% of consumers want companies to do more to protect their data.
People are starting to realize that their data is valuable.
Yeah.
And they want control over how it's used.
And that's where privacy by design comes in, right?
Exactly. It's a totally different way of thinking about privacy.
Okay.
Instead of trying to add privacy features later, companies are starting to build privacy into their products and services from the beginning.
So they're thinking about it from the start.
From day one.
Not just trying to fix it later.
Exactly. It's about building trust with users by showing them that you respect your privacy and you're committed to protecting their data.
Which is especially important now with all the data breaches and privacy violations happening.
It's a big deal.
It feels like we're at a turning point.
I think so, too.
Consumers want more transparency and control.
Yeah, yes.
Laws are getting stricter.
Yeah.
And companies are realizing that privacy is good for business.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
For everyone.
This all goes back to cyber resilience, doesn't it?
It does.
It's not just about protecting data.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a digital world that's safer and more trustworthy.
Yes. Where people feel empowered.
Yeah.
And companies are held accountable.
Okay. So we've talked about a lot.
We have.
Cyber resilience, the role of AI, data privacy,
right,
and individual empowerment.
It's all connected.
Yeah. And all of these trends are coming together in 2025.
They are.
Making data security both challenging.
Yeah.
And exciting.
Definitely.
It's clear that the old ways of thinking about security just don't work anymore.
Nope.
We need to be more proactive,
uh-huh,
more adaptable,
yeah,
and more collaborative.
I agree.
And that brings us to our last trend, one that shows just how important data security is becoming.
What's that?
Security budgets are going up.
Oh, interesting.
Forrester's budget planning survey for 2024,
mm-hmm,
found that companies are planning to spend a lot more on security in 2025.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows that companies are taking this seriously.
Yeah.
And they're willing to invest in protecting themselves and their customers.
I think so.
But there's a catch.
Oh, what's that?
Just spending money isn't enough.
Right.
It's about making smart investments.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
It means investing in the right technologies,
mm-hmm,
but also in training people,
right,
to use those technologies effectively.
Okay, so it's not just about the tools.
Yeah.
It's about the people, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about using proactive security models.
Like zero trust.
Yeah.
And cyber resilience,
mm-hmm,
instead of just reacting to threats after they happen.
Right. Being prepared,
yeah,
not just playing catch up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's about creating a culture of security awareness.
Okay. Throughout the whole organization.
So it's a bigger picture thing.
Yeah.
Not right. Just an IT problem.
Right. Data security is a business imperative.
I like that.
Yeah. It's understanding that data security is an ongoing process.
Right.
Not a one-time fix.
The threats are always changing.
Always changing.
New technologies are coming out.
Yeah.
And we're always learning new ways to protect ourselves.
It's a constant evolution.
So how can our listeners keep up?
Yeah.
How can they make sure their data is safe in this crazy environment?
The most important thing is to stay informed.
Okay.
And to be proactive.
So, like, what does that look like in practice?
Learn about new technologies.
Mm.
Stay up to date on security trends.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And take steps to improve your own personal data security.
And remember,
yeah,
you have rights when it comes to your data.
Yes, you do.
So don't be afraid to use those rights.
Uh-huh.
And demand transparency from companies. Absolutely. We're moving into a time where data security isn't just the responsibility of IT people.
Right.
It's something we all need to be involved in.
We've covered a lot today.
We have.
But it feels like we've just scratched the surface.
We have, but that's okay.
Of this fascinating and complex topic.
It's a deep dive.
It is a deep dive.
After all.
But I think we've given our listeners a good foundation.
Yes.
For understanding the key trends that are shaping data security in 2025.
Definitely. And hopefully we've empowered them.
Yeah.
To navigate this ever-changing landscape with confidence.
And awareness.
Yes. And with that.
Yeah.
We're wrapping up our deep dive,
mm-hmm,
into the future of data security.
We definitely encourage everyone to check out the full Solix blog article.
Yes. It's a great resource.
It is.
For staying ahead of the game.
You can find the link in our show notes.
And before we go,
yeah,
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
The digital world is full of amazing possibilities, but those possibilities come with responsibilities.
Right.
If we embrace those responsibilities,
right,
if we're thoughtful and informed,
mm-hmm,
we can help create a digital future that is both secure and empowering.
I love that.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Yes.
Stay curious.
Uh-huh.
Stay informed.
Yes.
And stay safe out there.
Yes.
We've really explored a lot about where data security is headed in 2025.
We have.
And it feels like a real mix of challenges and opportunities.
I agree. The Solix article definitely doesn't sugarcoat the risks.
Right.
But it also highlights this growing awareness.
Yeah.
And a more proactive approach from both companies and individuals.
Yeah, one thing that stood out to me,
yeah,
was the focus on collaboration.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about each of us building our own little digital fortress.
Right. It's about working together to make the whole digital ecosystem more secure and trustworthy.
Yeah, it really does take a village, doesn't it?
It does.
We need governments setting clear rules,
mm-hmm,
companies making security and privacy a priority.
Yeah.
And individuals taking charge of their own data.
It's when all those pieces come together that we'll see real change.
And it's great to see the innovation happening in technology, too.
Oh, for sure.
We talked about AI being a double-edged sword.
Right.
But those AI-powered security tools,
mm-hmm,
could really change the game,
yeah,
in terms of detecting and responding to threats.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, like having this army of digital guardians,
yeah,
working nonstop to analyze data spot patterns and stop attacks before they even happen.
So if we think about everything we've talked about today, what's the one thing our listeners should take away from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is that data security isn't just a technical issue anymore.
Okay.
It's a human issue.
Interesting.
We need to understand how valuable our data is,
right?
The rights we have, and what we can do to protect ourselves online.
So it's about being informed, being proactive, and being part of the solution.
Exactly. And the future of data security isn't set in stone.
Okay.
It's being shaped right now by the choices we make, the things we do, and the conversations we have.
That's a powerful thought. We encourage everyone to check out the full Solix blog article.
Yes, it's a great resource.
You can find the link in our show notes.
And before we sign off,
I
just want to leave our listeners with this.
Okay.
The digital world is full of amazing possibilities.
It is.
But those possibilities come with responsibilities.
That's true.
And if we embrace those responsibilities, if we're thoughtful and informed, we can help create a digital future that's both secure and empowering.
Beautifully said. Until next time, stay curious. Stay informed and stay safe out there.